Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme. Well, on this week's show, I look back at a very successful Moor Park Open Day, innovating for the future, with record crowds attending at the Chagas Dairy Research Centre just outside Fermoy. Plus, I'll talk to Eamon Lundrigan, whose Knockanore Oakwood farmhouse cheese captured the prestigious Artisan Dairy Class Award at the National Dairy Awards. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, record crowds turned out once again for the Chagas Moor Park Open Day, entitled Innovating for the Future. So during the day, I got a chance to talk to Chagas Director, Professor Frank O'Mara. Frank, you must be thrilled with today.
Delighted with today, yes. Great crowd, as you say, and great buzz around the place, and you know, people in great form. And it's great to see actually a huge number of young farmers and that there. So, you know, when you look at that, and okay, we know we have issues around generation renewal, but look, there are a lot of young people that want to work in this industry.
A lot of pressure on farmers with lower carbon emissions, animal welfare, improving water quality, biodiversity, all coming at them at one time.
There is, sure. Look, the environment has been a big, very big feature of farming for the last decade or even longer. I suppose, look, it's great to see that there is some progress being made, and that's not to say that we've everything solved, but, you know, our greenhouse gas emissions are down the last 2 years. We'll know in the next couple of days what 2024 was like. Water quality, a report out today from the EPA on water quality in rivers and lakes, and again, improvements in nitrogen content in our rivers and our groundwater last year. And ammonia emissions are down as well. And look, that's all, you can trace all those back to the fact that farmers are using things like low emission slurry spreading, they're using more protected urea, they're putting in clover to try to reduce the amount of overall nitrogen that they use. And you know, we've reduced the crude protein concentrates, we've reduced the amount of fertilizer used, and that it's great to see the fruits of that shown up in these indicators of the environment.
You mentioned there in passing about the clover, the use of clover in the swards and therefore reducing the nitrogen intake. That's been a key driver.
Well, look, it has. It's something that we see a good opportunity in, both to save money and also to improve the environment. And also, you know, you do get a production boost. Now, clover is not a simple technology. You don't just go out and buy a bag of clover and suddenly away you go. There's a lot of learning in it. It's a slow thing to introduce onto a farm. So, you know, we're, you know, putting a lot of effort and resources into supporting farmers that do want to increase the clover in their swards. And as we want to try to produce more grass but yet have less maybe fertilizer available, clover is one of the ways we can help to bridge that gap.
Income and output, on one of the boards and one of the discussions, they were highlighting people watching the income but the output and the cost of farming, getting that balance right and keeping both sides of the equation right.
That's right. Look, that's one of the key messages from today, that we do need to keep a strong focus on the cost of production. So, you know, we all know that the war in Ukraine and even COVID had an impact on prices of things like fertilizer and feed and energy. So cost of production went up a lot in the, you know, a couple of years ago. The price of a lot of those inputs has come down, but yet we see the cost of production is staying up. So look, I think that maybe shows an opportunity for farmers to maybe go and look at their cost base, get that maybe reduced a bit, and have more money left out of their receipts as a result. So a big focus on that for us for the next period now.
Now, of course, the next generation, making it a rewarding career opportunity, favourable work-life balance, succession, all that area is key. And indeed, some of your boards were showing that some farmers are still not taking that work-life balance to a high enough level.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt farming, there is a lot of work in it. And, you know, farmers have always worked hard. But look, I suppose there are ways that we can reduce the workload on farms, and you know, that's through having good facilities, well-designed facilities, and invest in some of the automation technologies that might make sense for you, whether it's heat detection or whatever it might be, cameras, you know, for calving, all of that. And I suppose, you know, when we look at the average length of time that farmers are spending working per cow on their farm or per week, you know, there is a big variation there. And some people are able to get finished up in the day at 6 o'clock, and you know, they're not going out to do jobs after the tea. Yeah. And I suppose, look, if we want to make farming an attractive place for people, look, that's what's available to people in other professions. So therefore, they're obviously going to be, you know, looking at their friends in school, and do they want to be working till later 9 o'clock every night and not able to go to football training or hurling training or whatever? And also, as well as that, you know, the relationship between long hours and accidents is there as well. So health and safety is obviously a really big issue on our farm.
Now, I know you had a big focus today on all the stands right the way around health and safety, because people are very worried about not alone their own health, but indeed they're in such a rush. And unfortunately, as a career, farming is still by far the worst occupation when it comes to serious injuries and fatalities.
It is, yeah. And look, that shows up in the HSA, in the Health and Safety Authority statistics. And look, farms are getting bigger, so there's more cows. So, you know, it can be a challenge. But as I said, if you can get yourself organised and if you have the wherewithal to make the investments and having good facilities, and also, you know, maybe don't be afraid to get the help of contractors rather than trying to do everything yourself and so on. I think it's important that we manage the workload on our farms, and that helps to reduce the chance of an accident. And look, it's really important. Farmers are very, very good at looking after their cows, but they also need to look after themselves.
Yeah.
And one of the things we had today, you know, was the ability to get a health check, and lots of farmers availed of that.
Yeah.
And look, you know, even if one or two went home having learned that, you know, they needed to do something, well, that's a huge success for something like that.
Improving water quality, it's an ongoing one. The farming, the agriculture are getting a lot of rap over it in particular. Definitely a big buy-in there. A lot of steps being taken, as we saw around the farm here today in Moorpark.
There is. Sure, look, it's very important for Ireland, for all aspects of farming, but dairy farming in particular, in relation to the impact of water quality on our case for having our derogation renewed. So look, there has a lot gone on farms over the last number of years. I mentioned fertilizer, reducing fertilizer level. People are also far more conscious of where they spread fertilizer, you know, near drains and streams. There's been a lot of work done around improving farmyards and roadways and ensuring there's not runoff from those that can get into our streams. So there's a lot being done. There's probably a lot that every farmer could probably still find one or two things that they could do. We know that slurry storage is probably going to be challenged on some farms. And, you know, farmers would rightly say it's hard to invest in slurry storage when there's uncertainty hanging over the derogation. So look, hopefully we will get, you know, certainty on that in the next 6 months. But there's still, a lot that can be done. But it's great to see in the latest EPA report that there's progress being made, because there's nothing worse than people doing things for the last number of years and still not seeing any improvements. So when we do see those improvements, you know, it gives encouragement that we're doing the right things.
And of course, Monitor Farms discussion groups has been a huge benefit for you. And over the years, getting out on farms, showing that local farmers can do what you're doing here in Moorpark, that's been a key, getting the message across for you.
Oh, look, the two things you mentioned there, Monitor Farms or signpost farms, as we call them nowadays, a lot of them, and discussion groups, they've been two really important methodologies, I suppose, or ways that we can... we can translate the knowledge from a place like here in Moorpark into something that farmers find relevant for them on their own particular farm. And discussion groups, you know, farmers, we know that the science tells us farmers will learn more from other farmers than they learn from an expert. Yeah. Now, the expert is handy to be able to be there and give the context and, you know, give the background, but it's nothing like hearing from another farmer. Well, I tried that. And yeah, it worked all right, but I had to do this or I had to do that. So that's what really makes it live for a farmer.
Finally, last week, you had the presentation of Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year. We're delighted in Waterford, one of our own, Michael Ahern from Ballyduff Upper, came away with the overall award. So just showing you on farm the sustainability grassland management to the highest degree on farm in County Waterford.
Absolutely. Look, Michael Ahern was a fantastic winner of the Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year. And but, you know, I suppose the messages that are there for every farmer to take away about really doing the simple things right and the impact that can have both on you know, your milk production, your profit, and on improving the environment.
Chagas Director Professor Frank O'Mara, Frank, to you and all the staff in Moorpark and indeed in Chagas, well done, a fantastic open day, innovating for the future. There was definitely a lot of signposts here for the farmer. Congrats, well done.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll be back here in 2 years' time for another Moorpark open day.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And you're welcome back. to part two of FarmView. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. Turning to our farmer markets and country markets, and as always, we have a fantastic array of top-class farm fresh artisan food available every week across the city and county. Saturday mornings we have Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore. Strabley Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 9 till 1, while also on Saturday morning Waterford Farmers Market in John Robert Square. Sunday, Lismore Farmers Market, Castle Avenue, runs from 9 till 4, while also on Sunday morning you have the Ardmore Farmers Market just off the beach car park every Sunday morning in Ardmore from 11 to 3. Thursday, Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square, as always, every Thursday from 9 till 2, while on Friday mornings you have Waterford Country Markets in St. Olaf's Hall. Also on Friday mornings you have Dungarvan Country Markets in the Causeway Tennis Club in Abbeyside, running from 9 till 2. Turning to our livestock, March, Waterford Ross Mart, as always, Saturday mornings general cattle sales from 9, calf sales from 10, sheep sales every Monday at Waterford Ross Mart, also from 10. Dungarvan Mart general cattle sale on Monday next from 11, with calf sales, of course, now every Monday at 10:45, just before the dry cows. Turning to our show jumping front, Shanickel House Equestrian Centre, well, their summer show jumping series continues this Sunday morning with action, non-stop action from 10 o'clock Sunday morning, horses and ponies, registered and unregistered. And don't forget the date for your diary, the finals at Shanickel House summer show jumping series will take place on Bank Holiday Monday, the 4th of August. I'll have more details on next week's programme. Turning to our show front this Saturday, Adamstown Agricultural Show in Wexford. This Sunday the 5th, we've Clonmel Agricultural Show at the racecourse, Paulstown Park, Clonmel. While on Thursday next is the Bannockburn Agricultural Show in Wexford. Well, of course, the big one is Sunday week. It's the Dungarvan Agricultural Show at Ballygagan. That's Sunday the 13th. Entries now being taken, and a reminder from Francis Carroll, the secretary, that closing date is this Sunday, the 6th of July. For show and information series and more information and entries, go to www.dungarvanshow.com. There's all the information available on this year's show. Also look up Instagram and Facebook.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, good news last weekend when the third National Dairy Awards, the Best Artisan Dairy Cheese for 2025, went to Eamon Lundriga and his son Edward from Knockanor Cheese. First of all, Eamon, fantastic achievement. You're back to win another National Dairy Award.
Yeah, absolutely sure, Kieran. It's the third year of it, and I suppose we won the same award on the first year, and now it's nice to come back, I suppose, year three. Managed to take the award again, and this time it was for the Oak Smoked. I think it's actually your favourite as well. But the original, the first year we won it, was for the mature cheddar, by cheese.
Now, the Oak Smoked, there's something special about it. You might tell our listeners what's involved in producing this fabulous product.
Well, first of all, you have to make a good cheese, and that's our first aim always, is to make a very good cheese, and that's what we try to do, quality cheddar. And I suppose after about between five and six months after it's made in, we smoke it naturally, which we've been doing for the last...
And does the oak smoke, is that a slow process, or how long would that take? Or what way does
well,
it work?
We are quite automated at this stage now, but back in the day, it used to take quite a bit of time. It could take 5 days, what we can do now in 5 hours, because it's now more oven smoked. But it's still natural smoked. It's not a liquid smoke added. And that's what gives it its unique flavour.
Eamon, when you started over 30 years ago into farmhouse cheese, obviously it was a whole new venture. I remember at the time you'd ring cheese and I'd Harty involved. But for you, obviously diversification. Just before we came in here, you said no, almost half your milk is going in to the farmhouse cheese.
Yeah, sure. I mean, 30 years ago, when we look back here, and yeah, you're quite right, there was very few, I suppose, doing it even nationally. But the whole thing has opened up now, and there's a lot more happening as regards making cheeses and that. That being said, about half what we produce milk, about half of the milk we produce on the farm now from the 160 cows that we have, goes into farmhouse cheese.
Now, Edward coming back home with you, obviously working as a business, his experience involved with marketing, involved with Musgraves over the years, but really, it's such a competitive game, and really it's that professional engagement. But it's all about that quality product. As you say, you produce the quality milk on the farm going into Tierlawn, and without that quality milk, it starts there, basically.
It does, yeah, sure. I mean, that's where it has to start. You start with the milk, you start with... and it is about the producer, and it's about the story behind what we do and what we started doing, as I said, back in 87. But yeah, I mean, now with all the modern technology and that, it's great that Edward has come back into the business. because it's one of the big challenges for farming and for all small businesses is the succession.
Yeah.
And it was highlighted even at the National Dairy Awards. You know, we've such a good, we've such a vibrant and fine industry. It is a pity that there isn't more legs going back into that.
Now, at the awards, you were shortlisted in the top four in the country. When your name was called out, Knockanore Cheese for your oak smoke mature, fantastic feel. You've won a lot of awards over the years, but there's something special about being recognised nationally.
Absolutely, sure. You know, you're shortlisted until you're called out. And that's the story. We were shortlisted, by the way, last year as well. And we weren't called out. Yeah. But it sure is a lovely feeling. And you know, I hear lads when they win, every time they win anything, whether it is a hurling match or a football match, always compare with the last one.
Yeah.
And always, as you probably know well from commentary, I think, Kieran, always, this is always a special one.
It is, right.
The last one's always a special one.
Promoting Knockanore, obviously setting up, using the name Knockanore, there's a ring about it. It's such a natural fit for your cheese.
Well, it is, and I suppose we're within Knockanore, we're halfway between, we're actually bang spot in the middle between Knockanore and Kilwater Mae.
Yes.
I went to Knockanore school. You know, I suppose Knockanore was where we played a bit of hurling, we did whatever we did. So it was an obvious name. And as you said, there is that, I suppose now, when I look back, there is that special feeling about it.
There is, yeah. Now, as regards breaking into the market, very competitive, obviously you're taking on some of the huge dairy giants within the country. You started locally, but again, before you came there, you mentioned you got great support locally and still do, and then we can talk about where it has developed to.
Absolutely, sure, of course. Like, and without the local support, whether it is Keller's and Capapuenables, the country store in Dungarvan or Connors, over the years, it's been such a great support to us. Whether it's Larkin down in Larkin Quality Stores and the Gypsons down in Waterford, they're still battling away there inside there and doing a very, very special job and have a very special customer, as Connor and Dungarvan and as all those stores.
And of course, the restaurants have been great support to you as well. But breaking into the retail business, and before we can air again, you work through various companies as regards the distribution of the Knockanore cheese.
We do, sure. We work with Musgraves, I suppose, for the super values and centres and whatever. And then, you know, we've Cisco and we've LaRousse and we've Traditional Cheese Company, we've Harvins there in Mitchelstown,
yeah.
all doing a fantastic job in doing our distribution locally and nationally, you know. But we try to do as many of the local ones ourselves.
I've seen your production facility really of the highest standard. But I was staggered by the numbers involved. You have 10 people involved in Knockanore cheese.
There's 10 in the immediate, and then outside of that we'd have a couple of between marketing and stuff with it, people coming in and out, marketing abroad for us as well, with the export to France. A bit, we're doing it, Everett has got some contacts in France. We're also sending cheese now to Canada, which we didn't. It's only developed.
Right. But, and it's a partnership yourself and Edwards. Fantastic to have. You've been thrilled when Edward came back literally to get involved in Knockanore cheese, which, and of course, with a busy dairy herd.
Yeah, sure. Again, look, it's all about, because like I said to you earlier, it's all about succession and it's all about the next generation. And it's about, we're only still passing through, and it's about putting something in place and hoping that the next generation take it on. And look, he's involved now 3 years and it's going well, and partnership was going well. Of course, we have our moments, but it's by and large, it's going well.
And how are you milking currently?
We're milking between 150 and 160 cows at any time.
All right, yeah. Well, Eamon, this is a fantastic story. I've interviewed you several times over the last 30 years plus as regards winning you are, but once again, in the National Dairy Awards, Best Artisan Dairy Cheese for 2025 is the Knockanore Oakwood Smoked Mature Cheese. Listen, Eamon, you did Wafer proud, yourself, Patricia, and Edward. Well done. Keep up the good work and keep the Wafer flag flying.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kieran. And I suppose it is very much a family affair. We've four daughters as well, and they rarely get a mention, but they've all been involved at different stages. Even our youngest one, Joanna, is in with us at the moment doing some social media, Instagram, and all these TikToks and stuff. I know nothing about it. So anyway, and may I just say thanks to yourself. I mean, you've been so good to us and so good to all the artisan producers in this area and all the small people.
Well, thank you. Listen, delighted to with any award for success. We love to promote it. Last week, we had Michael Ahern and his dad, John Joe, winning the Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year. But Eamon Lundy, you're knocking our cheese. Congrats, well done. I'm sure we'll be talking to you over the next few months.
Thanks very much, Guillaume.
And before we go on, the racing and show front, once again, a great week for local Waterford connections. At last weekend's Charleville show on Sunday last, it proved to be a great day for Waterford rider. Once again, Francis Texas Connors captured the Grand Prix in impressive fashion. While in the show ring, Rat Gormack's Richard Drone won the RDS Breeders' Championship to qualify for Dublin, while Claire Connors took the Racehorse for Riding Class, again qualifying for the RDS in Dublin. The round off a great day for Wofford Riders, Wofford Connections. Rosemary Connors took the RDS Side Saddle Class as well. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all he's helped in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.